Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning on a foggy Thursday morning, 6:14. I'm always foggy on Thursday morning because I stay out Wednesday night, but it's a paid venue, so I appreciate the money.
Mm-hmm.
But then I get home and I can't go to sleep.
Well, yeah, because you kind of get all energized.
And you end up watching like a West Coast Dodgers Mariners game or something. You're like, what the hell am I doing?
I mean, that's
go to bed.
That's not typically what I end up watching, but if that's what you end up watching.
Okay, what do you typically end up watching? Some kind of Netflix extravaganza?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. So then I finally get to sleep, and Thursday morning the alarm goes off, and I'm like, no. So the fog outside in the backyard is pretty much what's going on inside my head this morning.
You have to shake out the cobwebs a little bit this morning.
The old, what they used to do in the cartoons, you know, that kind of thing. So I'm driving through Norrie today, and I'm all excited. Why is that, you ask?
I did. Why were you excited driving through Northumberland?
Well, today's Thursday. Today's the day the new traffic lights start working.
Oh, were they blinky-blinky, or were they on?
They were still blinky-blinky.
Oh.
I was disappointed, because I want to see if they're legit traffic lights. Okay, traffic lights now have these little sensors and they're actually watching you.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's no cars stacked up, you know,
they'll go green.
They'll go green right away. I have a feeling the new traffic lights in Northumberland are stupid. I think they're the old ones that are just strung on a wire. And if it's 5 o'clock in the morning and your light turns red, you sit there for 3 minutes looking around at nothing and nobody. Like, I'm hoping, though, there's a little hope in the back of my mind that they're the smart ones. So when I'm coming down Duke Street, God knows at 5 o'clock in the morning, nobody's going to be coming out 3rd Street.
No.
Nobody. And so it poof, like you said.
Poof.
I'm hoping for the poof. Because I think as confusing as the traffic light gets sometimes on 54 and 11 in Danville, as confusing as that can be, it's usually the smartest traffic light in the world.
It is.
I don't think I've ever stopped at that traffic light at 5 in the morning. As soon as I get there, it turns green because it says, hey, this idiot's the only one driving at this hour.
Pretty
so
nice.
I'm like, thank you, green light. So I was so excited this morning driving through Norrie to see the traffic lights, and they're still
I have blinking. A legitimate question for you.
Okay.
So if they're the sort of dumb traffic lights, right, where
yeah,
you're going to sit
the dumb
there for
old
three
ones.
Minutes,
mm-hmm.
you and know no one's coming off a third.
Don't say it.
Do you creep through?
Don't say it.
Do you? Do
no.
you? Yes, you do. Do
no.
you start to edge up and do a little peek to the left, a peek to the right, and creep on through?
No.
I pop in here and Laura says she's going to go through a red light.
I don't come that way. I don't come that way. Tom is talking about the red light.
I'm thinking the day I do that at 5:15 in the morning. Like, there's going to be a Norrie cop hiding out at the laundromat.
No, you'll get away with it once, and then, like, me turning left when you couldn't turn left.
The Laura rule.
Right? Then the next day, there just so happens to be a police officer there.
PennDOT is calling that the Laura rule now. When they say no left, it means no left.
That'll be on our news tomorrow, the Laura rule.
Well, it might be the Tom rule on Duke Street.
All I know is at 5:15 in the morning, I still don't understand why I could not have gone left.
You're still a little steamed about
yes,
that.
Yes,
yeah. She's always going to be salty about that.
Well, here's the deal. I want to know, and I'm going to find out tomorrow morning. I'm a little disappointed this morning, but tomorrow morning I'm going to find out if the traffic light in Norrie on Duke and 3rd, is it a smart traffic light? Like, you could see nobody's coming, so it's going to let Tommy Tom through? Or is it the good old-fashioned dumb traffic light that'll be red for 3 minutes and I'll be sitting there looking at the used cars next to the laundromat going, oh, that's a nice car.
Right.
So we'll you're find
gonna,
out tomorrow.
You're going to creep.
By the way, it all takes effect starting noon today.
There you go.
See, I knew news guy Matt would know. I was kind of hoping for it at 5:15 today.
He's going to creep through.
No, I won't.
He probably will. Yeah.
He's creeping through.
Thanks for your trust in me. So disappointed. Tom and Laura in the morning. Ed Sheeran and Khalid Sheeran has announced he's taking some time off.
He's been a busy man recently, though.
That's right. 18-month tour. Unbelievable. Or no, he's taking 18 months off. He's been on tour for...
like 2 years.
893 days.
Oh my.
He's entertained over 9 million people in 46 countries, 175 cities, 260 shows. Wow.
Yeah, I would need I would want a little time off after that.
Yeah, for sure.
You think he deserves 18 months off?
Why not?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
if you work straight for 2 years and you take like a year and a half off,
Yeah. I think that equates.
We have people here in the building that work two straight days and then take a year and a half off.
I know. It's crazy.
I don't know how they do it.
Unbelievable.
Who is their agent? I want to know.
We need to talk to that guy.
Hey, rest up, Eddie. You're everywhere on the charts anyway for the next 2 years. Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News is on the way next. A check on sports and AccuWeather. College opens today at Susquehanna, so
yeah,
the borough's going to be a buzzin' on University Ave.
A little bit.
Yep, move-in day was always interesting. Kind of closely related, Matthew McConaughey is teaching a class at the University of Texas.
I saw that.
Now, he used to assist in a class.
He was always an adjunct.
Yeah, and this year, for you guys at the fire company, adjunct pretty much means you're not a real professor. And
visiting.
You're just visiting, yeah.
Or you have a master's and you're teaching one class that
there
semester.
There you go. That's that word, adjunct. Which
adjunct, professor.
Spelling on it is just adjunct. Anyway, that's not what we're talking about. Matthew McConaughey was assisting in a class at the University of Texas at Austin. Now he's got the course all to himself.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I think it's awesome.
Do we really want him to teach a college class?
Yes, we do. Have you ever listened to any of his motivational speeches?
Have you ever listened have you ever listened to a college professor who doesn't speak properly and he sends you into a deep sleep? This would be McConaughey.
Yes, it was my logic professor.
There you go. It was my biology professor sophomore year. He was Dr. Chalk, and he stood and talked in front of room like this.
This dude was pretty existential. He just had a monotone that would like put you to sleep in 2 seconds.
Exactly.
He also wore the same black shirt and black pants and black belt every single day.
Matt, you had to have at least one professor in 4 years.
There were plenty.
Put
yes.
you out.
Yes.
Right? Well, listen to those darn car commercials that Matthew McConaughey's on. Picture having a professor that talks like that for an entire semester.
So I'm guessing no work is going to get done because either A, the students are going to fall asleep in class, or B, the students are just going to ask him off-topic questions about everything he's done and not the coursework.
Because we never did that when we were in college.
Exactly.
Ask off-topic questions.
Never. I actually disagree because he's already been actively teaching a portion, if not half of this course. I don't believe the university would have handed the reins over to him as an adjunct if they didn't fully trust that he would be able to teach the appropriate curriculum.
Well, that's well put, because I say it's a major university and they probably have no idea what's going on. It's called D1.
There's only one way to check. RateMyProfessor.com. Let's see if he's on there.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
Good
news
idea.
Guy,
because that was always my go-to when picking classes.
Funny, mine was Hot or Not.
And that's where Matthew McConaughey comes in. All right, Hot or Not. He will be teaching, script to screen, it's called. Mm-hmm. So,
At least it's something in his wheelhouse.
Well, of course it is.
Every morning as class begins,
All right.
Open your books. Page.
That's too high. You got to lower it down a little bit.
Well, he does have a range. You've seen it on the car commercials. Mm-hmm. He was like, I need to be excited when I drive my car. That's why I drive a Lincoln.
Even Matthew McConaughey can't make that. Never mind.
you're already done because you said Hot or Not.
Yeah.
Sorry.
News is next. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, making our way to news, sports, and AccuWeather. Coming up next hour, how much of an adult are you? Adulting has become a big topic, and some relationships, even though they're both adults, consist of one adult and one adult who's still a child.
I don't want to personally adult anymore.
Uh-oh, you're quitting it?
I'm done.
You're quitting the league? Okay, details coming up. I don't know if I ever joined the league, but anyway.
Somehow I'm not surprised by that.
Yeah. Details on that coming up next hour. Kind of a follow-up on the McConaughey thing.
Mm-hmm.
Both of you guys mentioned a website you can go to check on a professor. What was yours again, Matt?
Rate My Professor.
Rate My Professor. And yours was like hottie?
No, it's Hot or Not. That has nothing to do with professors.
So this was kind of, this was kind of weird because Laura's mom teaches at Bloomsburg and your dad teaches somewhere in the Poconos, maybe?
Yes, Northampton Community College in Tannersville.
In Tannersville, okay.
Yeah, where Campbell Beach is, if any, for anybody that needs that reference.
Okay, so we went on there, and there, we went on to rate a professor.
I was going to say, let's qualify. People we were said, not on Hot or Not.
Well,
yes,
I was thinking,
about professor.
I was thinking of running them by Hot or Not, but then Len Dog called me and told me not to do that. or I would end up in a stripping home down Carmel.
Yes, that is correct.
I don't
correct.
Know what that's all about. But anyway, no, we're talking about rate a professor, yes. Of course. And they said nice things about your mom, so
they
that's pretty
did.
Nice.
They said that was wonderful cool. things about my mom, and yeah. they also said nice things about Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, he had a 5-star rating, which
it
I was
also said that
surprised.
You, in his class, you have to work for it.
Yeah.
Now, Matt, is your dad as hot as Matthew McConaughey or no?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I think that Michael Cotrillo probably is on the hot scale.
He has gotten some of the hot ratings on Rate My Professor that people sometimes do.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Cotrillo.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So well, if I call you news guy Matt, is he like Professor Mike?
we'll just
Professor
call him,
Mike.
Nah, he said, just call me Mike. Sometimes people do call him Professor Cotrillo, but he's like, just call me Mike.
There you go.
He's
so cool we like have rated two of your own.
We have. Anita,
yeah.
Anita she was up there.
Yeah. She was.
People said that she was kind, intelligent, and funny.
Very impressive.
Good job, Anita won.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're like an apple from the tree there.
I guess.
Next, Tom and Laura in the morning, 7:14. Good morning. Are you an adult? Sure. You're getting the kids out of bed. You're getting them ready. You're going to take them to school in a little while or take them to the bus stop. But are you really an adult?
No.
Because with adulthood comes some responsibility. Sometimes in a relationship, one person is the adult. The other person is less of an adult.
Can somebody just come over and do my laundry? Seriously. I will do all the other things. Literally all of them. Mom, are you still listening?
Oh,
here we go.
Like the professor thing wasn't enough. Now you want her to do your laundry.
We had chores growing up in the Washalewski household. We had so lists and things that we needed to accomplish before mom and or dad got home.
This is true. Me too. All the little Morganzos had their chores. And there was about 20, 25 of us. My mom had a baby every 9 months. And,
so we
had to do all those chores. But as an adult, here is the top 10 list of adulting chores. No, you can't even call them that. Anyway, number one, can you swallow a pill fairly easily?
No.
Yes.
I can too.
I can't.
Laura, you got one against you
no,
already.
No, I really.
Let's
I
keep
struggle.
Scoring.
I have to put it in applesauce.
Wait a minute.
Applesauce.
You take medication the same way your dog does? Put in
yes.
a piece of hamburger.
Hamburger.
I can't. If the bigger the pill, I start to think about it too much. It freaks me out. And then I have to do the whole, like, put your chin down and try and swallow because you're not supposed to tilt your head back because then you could asphyxiate yourself. Like,
I used to be bad at it, but now I mastered it.
Honestly, if there is a liquid option for any medication that I take, I go for the liquid option.
All right, we're doing the adulting list here. Number two, can you wrap a gift?
No, I'm very bad at that.
Yes, I can.
Yay, Laura.
It's called a gift bag.
No, that doesn't count.
See, I agree. Gift bags are your best friend because I can't wrap a gift for my wife.
My sister and my mom are banging when it comes to wrapping presents.
Yeah, so is my wife.
You're not good? Really?
I'm serious.
You're 0-2 already, do you realize?
I know.
You better.
My wife is like, what did you do when it comes to wrapping gifts?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm really good at it. So,
there you go.
And I've been called names for it.
Bad props.
Anyway. All right, number three. Do you know how to write a check?
Yes.
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 I pay all the bills. Seriously.
76% of us know how.
I am the bill payer.
Here's a tough one. Can you sew a button back on?
Yes.
No.
No.
Yes. My wife.
That's my first no.
I leave that to my wife.
I can't do it. I keep, the needle goes in through the button and through the shirt and then right into my fingertip. And I cuss and yell and jump up and down. So there's my first no. All right. Here's a tough one. Number five. Can you fold a fitted sheet?
Yes. Shout out to Christy Kilmer for teaching me how to do it.
Christy Kilmer needs to come over my house.
And then you put it in the pillowcase after you folded it perfectly, and then it stacks up neatly in your linen closet.
Isn't that nice? Matt, how about you?
Yeah, no.
No, me either. Fitted sheets just
It may or may not be mostly because I'm lazy to do it properly.
And that, again,
is where my wife comes in.
At least you owned it.
Yes.
Very good.
I try to.
Have you ever, or do you regularly, change the oil in your own car?
Yes.
No. I leave that for the mechanic.
Okay, I've done it. Yeah.
I just added oil to the Expedition the other day.
Have you ever changed it, though?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
With Keith's help.
Yeah, but still, yes. It's all right. Here's number seven. Brace yourself, Effie. Can you kill a spider without screaming?
My mom and my sister are listening, so that's a no.
That's a no?
I really don't like spiders.
I pride myself on killing bugs.
But you don't like spiders. But you don't like bugs.
Yeah, I don't like any sort of insect. Okay. If it's there, I take my Eagles fly swatter and I smash it.
It's got to be the Eagles fly swatter.
Exactly right.
I will kill a spider now. I used to have somebody come and get them for me. But now, while screaming, as I'm receiving spider emojis from my loving sister.
There it is.
I will kill it, yes.
All right, here's one that I don't quite understand. But do you put your laundry away right after it's dry? Only 39% of us do. So that
I'm confused at that.
Like as soon as it comes out of the dryer, you fold it and everything, then you put it away. You put it in your dresser, in your closet, and your...
In other words, you just leave it in the basket.
Half and half, it depends.
Leave it in the basket is what matters.
I'm the same way.
Half and half, it honestly depends.
Yeah. Okay.
Like if I'm doing laundry, it's a weekend, yep, out, folded, put away.
Okay.
But I hate laundry. Again, Mom, could you come and do my laundry?
All right. Do you make your bed every morning, even if you're a morning radio person and you get out of it at like 3:30?
I made my bed this morning at 4:30 a.m.
I do.
Well, my wife's in it, so I really can't.
Do you make your side? Do you kind of pull it up and tuck it?
No.
Okay.
Right. I never make my bed. My wife does that.
Oh, my, Matt. You are not an adult. Anyway, number 10, can you change a flat tire? Only 28% of us can.
Yes, I can.
Yeah.
I know how to.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Pop-Up Washaleski Len Dog as well.
It used to be.
But I have AAA. Thank you, Dad.
Matt?
Yeah, I just rely on the old AAA for that.
Wow.
Oh, I can change it, though. Do you know where your spare in your jack is?
I think it's in my trunk.
No, they're not all always in the trunk.
This is great. This is great.
I'm useless when it comes to handy stuff. In fact, my wife probably may or may not be more handy than me.
Speaking of adulting,
but I'm trying to work on that a little bit.
I don't want to brag or anything, but I got 9 out of 10.
What did I get? I wasn't counting.
You were supposed to be.
Oh, sorry.
I think I got 6 or 7.
Speaking of adulting, though, I'm pretty sure my waffles are burning.
Yes, I smell them. I thought there was popcorn for a second.
We'll be right back after we grab the fire extinguisher and call the local fire company. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom and Laura in the morning with late night TV. Everybody had the night off, even Conan, but there's a new Conan O'Brien coming from Greenland.
Good evening. I'm Conan O'Brien, and I'm bringing you the latest weather report for Greenland. I will give the report in the Greenlandic language. Because let's face it, how hard could it be? Apagu, ilogafarni, asigalingitiasuni, silasamik, ilamasurit, tikatanakhetri, silap, ilumukana, isarama,
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. It's birthday buddy time, but first we check the musical birthdays. Liam Payne is 26 years old today. Love the name Liam. It's just the Irish way of saying Bill. But anyway, William. Liam Payne is from the band One Direction.
Wow. Oh, great band.
There you go. 26 years old. Also, Michel Ndegeachello is 51 today.
She's
quite the talented artist that never made anything of herself.
Okay.
She sang back vocals with John Mellencamp for a while, but she was supposed to be the next big thing coming. Just never happened.
Oh, she does have a song about herself.
That was actually pretty funny.
Thank you. There's your corny joke for the day.
There you go.
I like it when the news guy is funny.
He's funny.
All right, so that's all the musical stuff. Now for the local celebrities, or as we call them, Tom and Laura's
birthday buddies.
Happy birthday to Cheryl Crawwell from Sunbury. She's 63.
A very happy birthday to Deb Knapp from Danville, 60 today.
Janice Rowe from Camp Grove is 62. Happy birthday.
Chris App from Kramer is 36.
Erica Lenig is 32 today.
Joanna Moll from Middleburg is 30 today. Happy birthday.
Chris Wilkinson from Shamokin is the nifty 50.
Messaged in on the 94KX Facebook page, Rick Stankavage from Lewisburg is also the nifty 50.
And Kelly Farrell from Danville is 45. Happy birthday.
From the text club, please wish my daughter, Haley Ann Copenhaver, a happy 23rd. So there you go, from Mickey Copenhaver to the 23-year-old Haley Ann. Happy birthday, girl.
Very happy birthday to all.
We all have birthdays.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can message us on the 94KX Facebook page, text us at 49330, or call us up on the Ford Fun Line. Each and every weekday morning, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies!
94KX.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Love is what I got. We've done some crazy things this morning, and we're getting texts and responses on all of it. I don't even know if I want to get into stupid news.
Okay.
But we could if you want.
Yeah, sure, let's do it.
This is for all of our car dealer friends, and I have a lot of them. This show is sponsored by Blaze Alexander Ford. Did you hear a story about the woman who test drove a car and kidnapped the salesman?
Wait, what?
This could happen.
I did not hear that. Actually, car salesmen, they're some heroes. You want to know why?
Especially when you test drive.
Hey, here's the thing. They let me drive that Mustang at Blaze Alexander Ford.
We will be live at Blaze Alexander Ford on Labor Day. And maybe this time I'll grab a salesman and go, you want to really go for a ride? Here it comes.
He asked me very politely, do you actually know how to drive a stick? And I said, watch this.
And you did it. You performed.
Indeed, I did.
Yeah. So this woman, where did this happen? Florida?
Florida.
No, it actually happened in Washington State.
Oh, way out west.
She went to a Nissan dealership on Saturday. She said she wanted to test drive a car.
Mm-hmm.
And she took off with the salesman.
She just kept driving, and he could not get out of the car because she wouldn't stop. In fact, the dispatcher could actually hear her in the background saying, I know you're talking to the police, and I'm not going to stop. Pushed his car into hers and got her up on its side so she could see.
So she smashed it.
Well, the driver was charged with kidnapping and failing to stop for the police vehicles and then taking a motor vehicle without permission.
What?
That's just insane.
That's my point, though. Car salesmen, they literally place their lives in your hands every day when they go along for, like, you could be a horrible driver.
This is what I was thinking.
They have to, like, have a smile on their face and go, yeah, so what do you think? How does it handle?
As it's rolling over, how does it handle?
How's that handle?
Now, what this little piece of audio didn't say, that she was arrested for, you know, stealing a salesman, stealing a car, wrecking a car. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She tested positive for meth.
And there it is.
94KX. Hey, Mom. We'll be talking Children's Museum in Bloomsburg next hour on our segment we call Tom and Laura Live. Stand by. They got a big fundraiser coming up, and 94KX is like the media sponsor.
Yes, we are. And if you haven't visited the Bloomsburg Children's Museum recently, mm-hmm. they always have such cool things going on. We're going to speak with Shauna. She's the director there, and we'll get all of the details on both the gala fundraiser and what's happening at the museum.
There you go. That's next hour. News is coming up next. A check on sports and AccuWeather. Here's a good one for news guy Matt.
Okay.
Because you're so passionate about your Philadelphia Eagles.
I wouldn't use that word, but sure, he's passionate. Okay.
What were you going to use?
Fanatical, maybe?
There you go.
Okay. All right.
Either one works.
A guy in Wisconsin is desperate to get the ever-so-rare Green Bay Packers season ticket that he has made some interesting proposals on Craigslist.
Uh-oh.
He is offering $10,000 to anyone with season tickets who will adopt him as an adult son. Clever.
Very clever.
You know what? That's not bad.
Way to find the loophole.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, how's this for loophole number two? Okay, the adult son adoption thing is one. Or to marry someone with tickets who got them in a divorce settlement.
Oh.
Wow.
I mean, he is a fan.
That is creative.
Mm-hmm.
Very creative.
We got to do a follow-up on this.
And seriously, really
God guess who it was.
Yeah, I'm now kind of curious myself.
You Packer fans know the stadium's only so big, right?
That's right, yeah.
One of the smaller ones. I wonder if I should do a similar thing for Big Green Monster tickets at Fenway. I think I should offer it up to become someone's adopted adult son.
I think so.
Well, we had this discussion already that you don't feel like an adult, so there you go.
That's right, and you really haven't grown up, so I mean, why not?
Yeah.
And then there's find the person in Boston who's divorced and has season tickets, and hey, pop the big question, you know what I mean?
If there's any Red Sox Nation folk listening out there that would like a large, overbearing child, I give you Tom Morgan.
Excuse me. Yes. Hello, I'm still in the room.
Oh, sorry about that.
And I'm just trying to sell you out, man. That's all.
Wow. I'm trying to help you out.
Picture how romantic that would be. I get down on one knee and I ask that ultimate question.
Oh, no, you're not marrying anybody.
Do you want to go to the game with me? That's the ultimate question. Oh,
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning on the way to work with my boy Khalid. I love that album. It's my album of the year. Do we still call them albums?
Yeah.
Okay.
An album or an EP?
Well, no. Like we still call them those?
Yeah.
Because you upload everything or you download. What do you do?
No, vinyl is making a comeback.
Yeah, but it's not real hip yet. And nobody talks about CDs.
I
got the Khalid CD on Amazon.
Okay, no offense. And I think those are a little passe. But with the kids, vinyl is floating back up to the top because of the sound quality that it has.
It's terrible.
No, but it has that, like,
terrible sound quality.
I know.
I mean, I grew up with 45s and albums. But anyway, Free Spirit is the name of the new Khalid CD. We're going to do a Tom and Laura Live. Now, we're waiting on our guest. So we do apologize for that. But we do have a couple of big announcements, and I was kind of excited about it, having to do with the Bloomsburg Children's Museum. 94KX is the media sponsor of a gala that's coming up, a big fundraiser.
It is, and I heard through the grapevine that you are going to be the host.
Yes, I will be hosting the event, and the wardrobe is kind of funny. It says, wear your black suit and tie with your jeans if you want. I'm kind of wondering about wardrobe here. I'm going to look like somebody accepting a Grammy Award or something, you know, tuxedo from the waist up and sneakers and
jeans. That's like the tuxedo t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of says, I'm here to party, yet also at the same time, I'm being a little bit formal. So you could do that.
The tuxedo t-shirt is saying I'm being a little bit formal.
So you can kind of take it a step farther and do the actual jacket, some ripped jeans or something. Yeah. And then it's like, hey guys, I'm here to be formal and host this event, but I also know how to have a real good time.
See, and I want Shauna's opinion on this too. We'll see if we could talk to her coming up. Stay with us, Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News is coming up next to check on sports and AccuWeather. Our Tom and Laura Live guest got caught in the stoning. What do they call it? Stoning and
no, it's like
chibbling
oil and chip or
oil
tar
and chipping
and chip.
Tar.
Yeah, they're doing
boiling.
Something right here on County Line.
Poor Shauna. Here's the thing. I feel bad because you know you're coming to the studio and you're all excited, and then these guys are like, "Sorry, ma'am, you can't come."
Sorry, we're parring and chippling. Or is it tarring and chipping?
I'm pretty sure intern Nick just like blew right past us.
I think he did.
Because he was like, oh, yeah, I saw them, but I just kept driving.
Yeah,
like,
he says, sorry, I'm late. I had to drive through some road work. I was yikes.
Nick is you and Shauna is me. I would have been super polite, stopped, like, oh, okay. Well, do you know a way around? And Nick and
not
you.
Not me. I'm just like passing through. Hi.
Yeah, goodbye.
Goodbye. Hi, bye.
You probably would have squealed the tires on that fresh tar and chip.
I don't want to ruin my paint job. Anyway, Shauna will be checking in with us. We're going to news right now, so stay with us in the next 15 minutes. We will be talking about the Bloomsburg Children's Museum.
We'll find out what's going on there and also a large gala that's coming up. Great event, Tom, you're hosting. Mm-hmm. We'll get details and talk about what it supports.
94KX Tom and Laura Live segment is live on the phone. Like we said a few minutes ago, our guest from the Bloomsburg Children's Museum got caught in some construction. So, Shauna, thanks for checking in.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Shauna. How are you?
Good morning, Laura. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem. Tell us the bit about the big event. Everybody wants to know about the gala.
Yes, we're so excited. Coming up on Saturday, September 7th, we are having our first annual Night at the Museum Adults Only Gala at the Bloomsburg Children's Museum.
It almost sounds like that movie, A Night at the Museum. Are there going to be surprises and tricks? It sounds so much fun.
Exactly, Laura. There's going to be so many surprises in store. We have the exhibit coming to life. I heard that there may be a mummy involved.
Ooh!
Delicious treats from Edith's Catering. We have wonderful wine and beer selections, mocktails, custom signature mocktails, and Dancing Under the Stars.
Wow.
That sounds awesome.
Shauna, wardrobe, it says wear your black tie and your jacket or your jeans or a combination of both. What is that all about?
Sure. Well, being a children's museum, we wanted to keep it playful. So our guests are invited to wear whatever they're comfortable trouble in when they want to go out and have a good time. We encourage, you know, a mixture of blue jeans, black tie, or any and all of the above. Top hats, canes, you know, you name it, it's a go.
That sounds great. Now, I'll be hosting the event. The music will be by 94KX as well. What is this support?
This supports the exhibits and programs that the museum puts on throughout the year. We do things like health and nutrition. We have a huge new health exhibit going up where there's going to be a cozy brain that families can crawl through and learn about rest and how the brain functions. Fun things like that.
Wow. Sounds like a great time.
It sounds amazing. And you know what, Shauna? I'm going to make sure to share for all of our listeners who maybe can't write something down because they're driving like you are right now on the phone or listening on the radio. I'll put it all on the 94KX Facebook page.
Really appreciate that, Laura.
Hey, Shauna, thanks for being part of the show. We'd like to see you live, but this is better than nothing, right?
Absolutely.
Thanks so much.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Sean Carey's on the way next. Oh, man. What a crazy morning we had this morning. There was one topic we didn't talk about, and we're going to have to deal with that tomorrow on tomorrow's show.
Oh, what topic?
Your sports hats. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Oh, yes. We need to line with this.
No, wait. We told you we're going to do
tomorrow.
It tomorrow.
Yes.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
We have so much to do tomorrow. Speaking of sports, it's another Friday night under the lights with all of our stations.
Except for Southern, because it's on Saturday.
Oh, they get a week off?
No, they push the game from Friday to Saturday. At both teams were okay with that to give them an extra day, because they played on Sunday and they had to travel back. And so instead of Friday Night Lights this week for Southern, it's Saturday Night Lights.
Okay, Penn State. Penn State opens their season, and we're going to find out who our Selins Grove Ford Ticket Blitz winners are tomorrow morning on this show.
Yeah, first one of the year.
Yeah, so that's neat. And, of course, we'll talk about Bucknell football as well. They opened up their season.
That is correct.
And then we have our last pair of VIP tickets to see Big and Rich at Spyglass. Oh, what else do we do on Friday? Go ahead, sing it. No, don't sing it. Just say it.
Flashback Friday.
How come you guys just can't say it? I don't understand.
Because singing is more fun.
Singing is so much fun. It brings joy. It makes you smile.
Yes.
Well, here comes Sean Carey. You ever hear him singing? He's a happy guy. You ever hear him singing? I don't think so.
Any excuse to sing and just make that face, Tom. Any excuse.
Have a good day, everybody.
Bye.